this week on the podcast, Mother's Day. So we learned what mom really wants for Mother's Day. We'll tell you ways to get out of jury duty. Things that annoy all of us. Young people dating old people. Weird shit left behind in hotel rooms. And more stressful jobs than being a DJ. All this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
You know, our country's become so divided, so polarized. Right or left, red or blue, mask or no mask, vax or no mask. It doesn't matter. I've never seen us so divided. And being International Women's Day, I would like to think it would be different if women ran the world. I just think things would be a lot different, probably for the better. I'm pretty sure for the better, especially nowadays. It just would. I don't know if you agree with me on that. Am I dividing us more? You know, there's certain things we all do agree on. We put together and came up with a list of things I think we as a nation can all agree on. For instance, when the motion sensor on a paper towel dispenser doesn't work and you're putting your hand in front of it, it's like, come on, right? When people speed up when you signal a lane change, oh! People who BS an answer instead of admitting they actually don't know something. Actually, it's kind of a classic radio move. I'll be straight up with you. Oh, here's one for me. Headphone cords that get snagged in the NQ and what it's caught on. Happens in the studio all the time. People who don't pick up after their dogs. Ugh. Social media pranks where really people are just wasting food. Or how about just, here's one we all, people cutting in line. Drives me nuts. Or letting several of their friends cut in line. Or getting a text that says, can I ask you a question? Really? Just ask the damn question. People who don't return their shopping carts at the grocery store. I went off on some people online that said, no, it's okay. They've got people they hire to do that job. I'm a single mom and I can't blah, blah, blah. Excuse. Or when YouTube recommends videos that don't start with the first one of a series. It's like, why are you doing that? Buzzing of flies' wings just at the, around you. Ah. How about when you take a bite of a sandwich and all the fixings slip out the backside? Or here's one when people talk in baby voices. Doesn't matter who. To their spouse, it's bad. To the dog, even to an actual baby. Just... I'm not a big fan of the baby voice. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's rejuvenating. Californication. Chili Peppers 95.9. So we roll through this Tuesday morning. We got it. Star Wars Day's coming up. May the 4th. That's coming up, right? That's for all you nerds. That's going to be cool. We say that, you know, in jest because, you know, Star Wars. Now, I've told you before, I'm a Trekkie. More than a Star Wars guy. I am more science-based. Yeah, like there's any truth to either one, but, you know, that's what Star Trek people like to say. We're about science! Bam! Which brings us to the nerd news. All right. Time for this week's nerd news. Bringing this to you. This is fresh out. We finally know why bugs like the light. They always go into the light. Why do bugs like the light? Basically, they're just really dumb and think any bright light is the direction of the sky. So you're thinking like moths think, oh, it's the heat and it's the... No. Well, you know, a moth to a flame, how would they say that? No, they just think it's light, like sunshine, and oh, we're supposed to be in light. Because basically, science is telling us bugs are stupid. Bam! They'll be here long after us. Who's stupid now? A study in Germany found lead singer's vocals have gradually gotten quieter and quieter in pop songs over the past 75 years. We're looking at you, Billie Eilish. Bam! Does going to happy hour with coworkers help you climb the ladder and get promoted? Study in Japan found, no, probably not. It just makes you go to karaoke and they find out you're a lousy singer and you probably won't get promoted. Bam! Let's see. In space news, the first privately funded moon lander crashed. But it got a really great photo of the Earth rise before it died. That's the Earth rising on the moon, the way the sun rises here. It's pretty cool. Also, astronomers released the first image of a black hole's jet spewing out material. And a poll found we're more likely to think humans will be on Mars by 2040. 56% say yeah, which is up from last year. Because, you know, the Matt Damon movie and the potatoes and stuff. Bam! That is your nerd news. All right, truth be told, we all got some skeletons in our closets, right? Some things that have kind of weighed on us for a while. And I always ask you to send yours in just to maybe make you feel better. You don't have to be Catholic and sit in a little room with some creepy priest in the next room. No, you just send your info to Glenner and I take care of everything with a segment we call
Confessions.
And here you go. Me and my partner are having a baby. She's in love with the name Henry. I haven't got the heart to tell her that when I was in college, my homemade bong was named Henry. So I must either spend my life knowing that my child is named after my bong or ruin my wife's dreams.
Confessions.
My job is based on customer feedback, so I set up a load of fake email, Twitter, and forum accounts and praise the services I got from me. Work algorithm picked it up, ended up winning Employee of the Year, and ended up being promoted into my boss's job. Nobody suspected. Hello, ChatGPT.
Confessions.
I was having an affair with a married woman. Once she invited me to her home to have a little fun while her husband was away. I lasted forever. She was amazed. But the truth was, above the bed was a massive print of a picture of the husband and wife, and I couldn't finish with a picture of him staring at me.
Confessions.
Was headhunted for a job, and they asked what it would take to get me. I said $100K a year, working from home, and a budget to hire one other person. They agreed. I took the job. I hired a person to do all the work. I haven't worked in 4 years.
Confessions.
That's a great scam. My parents had a locked suitcase under their bed. I thought it might have Christmas presents in it when I was young. So I found the key and opened it. Now, full of porno mags, sex toys, and a blow-up doll. Never went looking for Christmas presents again.
Confessions.
While studying civil engineering at college, I failed one of my units and was going to have to retake the entire class. My lecturer left the room one lesson. I jumped up, went to his computer he had left open, changed my grade on the spreadsheet. I've been a successful civil engineer for 12 years now.
Confessions.
And finally, the wife caught me in the bathroom, trousers down, phone in hand, told her I was taking a D-pic for her because, well, the truth is too embarrassing. No, it's not what you think. No, he was actually sitting there going to the bathroom while watching Pokemon.
Confessions.
Okay. Sure you were. There's your confessions.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Of course, crunch time, boys and girls. Mother's Day's coming up. You better bring some A-game. You got to do something for mom, something nice. Don't just do a card, all right? Don't. Do something nice for your mom. 71% of moms drop hints about what they want for Mother's Day, by the way. But are they being upfront about what they really want? Oh, you know, a card or some flowers would be fine. No, that's not what they want. It's probably not anything on this list. I've got the top things moms would ask for Mother's Day if they were being honest. Now, again, we're talking if they're being honest. Do we even dare dwell into this? Kind of have to. Here we go. Number one, a night with one of the Property Brothers. A paperback with shattered glass on the cover. I don't know why. They just... Space from your father. You to move out of the basement. A night with the other Property Brother. Peace between Kate and Megan. Your sister to get rid of that septum piercing. A bottle of Kim Crawford and a podcast about a missing white woman. That's Maria's right there. And quality time with those she cares about the most. So basically none of you. I didn't want to play U2 with Sean McBrone and the boys. They're all out on the front deck urinating together right now as I speak in the from the cabin. I got them a hotel room in town. God help the maid service after Sean McBraun and the Irish Sons of Indecency leave a hotel. That's got to be nasty. Now, we were talking to Carmine Appice earlier this morning. He was the master of destroying hotel rooms back in the 60s with Vanilla Fudge, Cactus, hanging out with Zeppelin and everything. I mean, they would trash. In fact, to the point where one tour, they didn't make any money because all their money they made went to fixing the hotel rooms. I was looking over a list of weird stuff that have been left in hotel rooms. Here's a list. This is some of my favorites. I'll just pick and choose. A dead alligator. All right. Cats. I mean, cats everywhere. And a $100 tip with a note that said, "Thanks for taking care of these guys. Be back in a week." She never came back. In one hotel room, the maid service found a goat. Oh, did we mention the goat was dressed like Abraham Lincoln? A Bible full of cat photos. Suitcase full of prosthetic legs. Who forgets those? Bathtub full of potatoes. Six, count them, six full-sized, fully decorated Christmas trees. A giant bag of weed. All right, that's got to happen all the time. Glass eye in a glass of water. Okay. All the room furniture had been nailed to the ceiling. Oh, that's got Carmine written all over it. A Shetland pony. Pies thrown all over the bathroom wall. A Swarovski encrusted 5-foot wedding cake. And one of my favorites, a bag of snails. Just those are things. That's got to be weird. I wonder if every time in a big hotel somewhere in New York or something, the maid service, they go to unlock the door and they kind of go, "Okay, what's in here? Oh, great. Snails again." All right, so I didn't make a big deal about it on the air, but my birthday was last week. I won't even get into what year it is or how old I am, because it's neither here nor there. I'm like 30-something-ish. Sorta. Don't judge me. I'm old enough that there's hair growing in my ears, and I sound like a tire losing air when I bend over to tie my shoe. I'll just leave it at that. And thanks for the well wishes, couple gifts. You know, it was fun. Gift cards. Usually you get gift cards from somebody in the mail that doesn't live in your area. But man, when you get a gift card from like somebody close in your town, is it really? According to, the creditcards.com, $21 billion worth of credit cards go unspent each year. Totally unspent. You know, if you look around, you probably have some. I think I have a couple in my car. I think I got a Hoodoo card I haven't used because, you know, you're always holding on for it for the right time. I think I've got a Sunrise. I've got a couple different ones for different places that somebody have given me. And I'll go, "Oh, man, I wonder if this is..." And then you don't know if it's still good. The last thing you want to do is, "I'm going to go buy a round for everybody and find out, I'm sorry, there's nothing left on this card." Because you don't know when you have the card. Have I used this already? Did I? I don't know. They're terribly over it. I'm sorry. I don't really like getting gift cards for that reason. I mean, it's nice if it's a thank you from someone and, "All right, thanks for hosting this." I get them from local outfits, nonprofit, and they're wonderful, and I do use them. But it's then when you, I don't know, like for a birthday or a Christmas, I don't know. I mean, giving a gift card, what's it really say about you? "Gee, you couldn't figure out what to get you, so now it's your problem." "Well, I want you to know exactly how much you're worth to me. Here's a gift card." Or maybe it says, "Personally, I think gifts from the heart are overrated." It also says, "I'm about as creative as a pile of mulch." It also says, "Yes, I gift shop at the grocery store. Or right at checkout at Fred Meyer. That's where I do my shopping. It also says, yeah, I know absolutely nothing about you. Nor do I care. Or then again, it could say, just knew you're going to spend cash on weed, so thought maybe you'd like some to scratch off your lotto cards with. It also could be a good way of just saying, yeah, I hate you. I mean, I think that's applicable to like TJ Maxx or Bed Bath & Beyond carts specifically, but I think you get the idea. So, hey, here's something else you can chop lines of cocaine with. You're welcome. But so last week we talked about the lady who was getting a bunch of flack because she held her 5-year-old son's birthday party at a Hooters, which I don't know. As a guy, I would say best mom ever, but that's just me. But now we all know Hooters, right? You know, they have owls, you know, on their logo because that's what they're talking about. No, it's not. Just a little hint. They're not talking about owls. They're talking about boobies. Yeah, so she decided. Now, I think there would have been more flack, really, if it would have been a husband who chose Hooters, because that would make sense, right? Because it's like, no, it's for the kids. Yeah, okay, we'll take Lacey and, I don't know, Shantae, you two, yeah, you help our table. You know, it's then it would be more creepy, but it was a mom, which is just kind of weird. Now, here's the thing. Yeah, we all know the thing about Hooters. The waitresses are hot. They're supposed to be really hot. That's the whole thing. It's one of the few things left in America where sex sells, like, right in your face. You know, everything else has become much more subtle about it because, you know, we're woke in everything now. So you can't just go, you know, making people look hot. So, yeah, I kind of get it. I mean, if it was mine, no, I wouldn't hold my child's party at Hooters. I don't even know if I'd bring my wife there because she's just going to judge you the whole time. You know, you don't want to go ordering like the, you know, the sausage wrap or the melons. Just be careful if you order the melons because she's staring at you. She's judging you. I mean, here's the thing. Taking your family, your kids and wife and family to Hooters, it's like taking them to Vegas. It's not wrong. It's not against the law. It's just kind of wrong. You know, it's there's better options. And this lady found out about it because she got raked over the coals on social media for taking her 5-year-old son there for a birthday party. But she could have made a lot worse choices than that. Than Hooters? Well, she went to a place where there was called Build-A-Beer. Or, yeah, you take it to a place where you got to keep it down because there's an AA meeting across the hall. It doesn't serve cake or ice cream, but it's got tons of goulash. Or somebody, you know, shows up dressed like a clown and you didn't hire a clown. Well, the only thing the kid gets at the prize booth with their skee ball tickets is cigarettes. Oh, look, party favors or dry cleaning coupons. Or the place doesn't even allow kids. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's a sign you picked a perfect place to have your 5-year-old's birthday party. I don't know. I think I'd stick with Hooters.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
The new year, new you. Are you going to try to get in shape this year? Now, I think this is the time of the year a lot of people, I know, like, I'll go to the gym I've always gone to. And I just noticed between January and, like, the first couple weeks of February, place is packed. All kinds of new folks, right? They always offer great specials this time of the year. This is when you see the Peloton ads, all that. Everybody, oh, you want to get in shape this year. And they know they better jump on it because by March, you're going to be all done with that. You'll start coming up with all those excuses for not going to the gym and working out. No, I've got to finish for getting sand kicked in my face. Maybe you double majored in art history and philosophy. Oh, no, that would be top excuse for just not working. Maybe you're trying to maintain the perfect height-to-weight ratio for your manatee Halloween costume. It's coming along swimmingly. And let's face it, your idea of CrossFit is basically eating a corn dog while making yourself a milkshake.
Mmm.
Sounds good. Hey, more fat folds mean more places to hide snacks. Oh, here's an excuse, many of you. You're quickly approaching the Guinness World Record for having the most chins. Are you working on the most chins? I mean, come on. Gym costs are up to like $15 a month. And come on, what are we, millionaires here? And really, I mean, you just now got that butt divot on the couch just the right size. You don't want to go messing with that. And come on, you know you're not going to pay a personal trainer to kick your butt for an hour. That privilege is reserved to your dominatrix. Without a safe word. Feel wearing sweatpants 24 hours a day is, that's close enough. I mean, they're workout pants and you're wearing them. You're still looking for a gym that has a 2-drink minimum, are you? Maybe you're working as Russell Crowe's stunt double. Why really try? And finally, you don't work out for the same reason you don't do anything else. You're just a lazy bastard. Why don't you just admit it right now? I'm in shape, round as a shape, right? Kind of like this. Plus, the dad bod thing is becoming really popular now, from what I understand. You haven't had lunch yet. Hold on. Those hunger pangs can be handled with one simple thing, and I call it the foodie roundup. Yeah! Let's take a look at this week's foodie roundup, shall we? Here's what we do. All right, if you like peanut butter, you probably have a strong preference for creamy or crunchy. Now that choice can extend to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Limited edition, they're doing crunchy peanut butter filling and creamy. Oh, I'm all about the crunchy. Give me the crunchy. I would go with that. Elsewhere, the 10 best cities to eat local food. Number one was Portland, Baltimore, Alexandria, Virginia, just the good local foods. Minneapolis, Seattle, all good. Boston, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. Providence, Rhode Island. By the way, the worst for local food, Anchorage, Alaska. Although 8 of the bottom 11 were all in Texas. But Anchorage, worst local food. They only got a couple good, but we got way better food here, way better. Do you have FOMO about the latest food trends? Fear of missing out? 77% of Americans say, oh yeah, when they hear something weird, they have to try it or they go nuts. But keep in mind, social media, not what it always seems to be. 73% of people admitted to spending extra time preparing their meals just to make them more picturesque for social media. Really? Food FOMO. Well, I gotta try the latest thing. Pop Rocks flavored beer or whatever. Oh, here's another one. You got the FOMO about missing out on new food trends? Kit Kat cereal arrives next month. Also, they've got, speaking of cereal, there's another one that has what they call a cooling sensation. Kellogg's collaborating with a company that makes Icy, the red and blue slushies at gas stations. That sounds delicious. And they created official icy cereal. It looks like little red and blue balls with cherry and blue raspberry flavors like the drinks. They're claiming it has a secret innovative ingredient that cools your mouth as you eat it. Imitating a sip of an icy. All right, I don't like any of that. That sounds absolutely horrible. This sounds a little better. New marshmallows that change color when you toast them. We don't ask a lot of marshmallows. They should be firm, pillowy, right out of the bag, whatever, gooey when you heat them. But Jet Puffs has created a new limited time. They change colors, like at a campfire. The colors aren't a surprise. The pink marshmallows turn orange. The blue ones turn green. Only takes about 10 seconds. Is that like those things you throw on your fire that makes the fire change color? Whatever it is, it can't be good for you. Russell Stover has made a record-breaking 8,000-pound box of chocolates. They're partnering with Feed the Children and giving it away this fall. All right. I don't know how that's going to feed the children. Good news, you're not going to go hungry. The bad news, all you get to eat for the rest of your life is chocolate. Hey, McDonald's finally going to start selling sides of their Big Mac sauce, their secret sauce. Yeah, you'll be able to get it on the side to dip fries in. They're putting it in the same little cups as their condiments like ranch and honey mustard. So, secret sauce on the side. All right. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, finally going to have a crunchy. Oh, we already told you that one. The crunchy version, right? Got to have the crunchy version. Do restaurants like Chipotle give you less food if you order online versus in person? A software engineer says, yeah. He ordered 20 of the same salads from a place, 10 in person, 10 online. Almost all of the online orders were smaller across all 20 orders. In the comments, some food service workers suggest that this happens at many places where food is assembled in front of customers. The idea is the workers have more time to complete the online orders, so they're able to follow the recipes and the strict rules of portion size. And just in time for 420 a couple weeks ago, do you know Americans now spend more on legal weed than chocolate? Okay. But weed helps sell chocolate. Chocolate helps weed. It's a win-win. It's your foodie roundup. Yeah! I like to think of myself as a kid at heart. I don't know if I ever want to truly grow up. I think most people my age are much more mature than me. That's why I'm looking over this list, and some of it just doesn't pertain to me. A list came out of things that people like less and less as they age. And some of it is spot on. I totally agree with. Like social media. I mean, I enjoy it less and less as I get older. I do it more so just because of radio, right? I mean, I've got a podcast, Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. There's also Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska Twitter that you can follow. Facebook, the X-Rock Morning Show. Also run a fun one called We Love Fairbanks, which is just positive fun stuff. If you want to join that one, feel free. YouTube, we got a YouTube channel, Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, and the online Crapper Creek General Store if you want to buy Crapper Creek, Alaska swag. For the holidays, now is the time, by the way. Just Google search Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, and you'll find it. But yeah, there's a lot of things that just, like social media that, yeah, I just don't, it's not the same. Waiting, that's another, I don't have the patience for that. As we get older, life is too short to wait in line for something. Especially if it's something I don't have to wait in line for. All right, everybody. Oh, the new phone is out. The new phone. People waiting in line to get it. You know what? It'll still be there in a couple days when there's no line. Same thing with the new movie. Concerts are different if you got, you know, if it's something like that. But I think that's the thing I hate most about going down south to America. It's everywhere you go. Nobody down there seems to care about waiting in a line. It's like, I'm like, no, I'm done. Not waiting. Marie and I are saying we don't wait in lines. We're just not good at it. Another one on the list was getting drunk. I still like drinking. I like a couple of, but I don't like being drunk. I can't remember the last time I was actually, I've had buzz, but actually drunk, I can't even remember. Loud places like bars and parties. See that one? I like loud places. Concerts, but Maria, not so much. Me, I like them. I'm okay with that. Shopping for anything, even groceries. It used to be fun. Now it's a chore. Are you there yet? I don't mind it. See, I don't mind the shopping either. Driving. Yeah. And remember when you were young, it's like, oh, I'll drive. I'll drive. Now it's like, oh, I got to go to this. Usually, unless it's the liquor store, which takes us back to number three. Video games. Oh, that's one. I barely had time for them as a kid. I just remember, but as a kid, it was okay. You didn't feel guilty dumping an entire weekend into a game. Now it's, I don't do them. I don't play them at all. Holidays. Yeah, when you're a kid, it's much better. It's just unwrapping gifts and playing and friends and your cousins and yay and days off. For adults, it's like cooking and cleaning and wrapping and staying up late. Oh, that's a good one. We'll do it every once in a while. We're like patting ourselves on the back. Look at us at midnight. Oh, my God. sex scenes in movies. It's like, yeah. Okay, then what happened? Nah, see, I still like a good sex scene in a movie as long as it adds to it. Snow is on the list. As we get older, that's why more and more older people just head out for the winter. It's like, screw this, I'm going. I'm going to call 907 Vacation Rentals, have them rent out my house for the winter so I can go stay somewhere else. I know, here's a weird one. Number 12 on the list was French fries. Do we like French fries less and less as we get older? I guess we do. I mean, I'll eat them on occasion, but I used to just love them, so maybe that's true. But, you know, not everything. makes us miserable. There's still things, vacations, baths, crossword puzzles. There's things we like when we're older. Things we like just as much now as when we were kids. How about popping bubble wrap? Does that ever get old? No. Pillow forts? Watching old people wipe out on an escalator? Never gets old. How about whacking somebody in the head with a paper towel tube? Oh man, wrapping paper tube? We have those sword fights every holiday. Adding a fart sound to an awkward silence? Whoopee cushions, they're still gold, man. Poop is still funny to me. Slurping Coke foam. All right, they're talking about Coca-Cola, people. Rainbow sprinkles. Who doesn't like... Oh, if you're homophobic, regular sprinkles. Naps. Oh, here's a good one. Never gets old. You're never too old for helium voices. Does that ever get old? No. Dropping a +4 card on somebody who's about to win at Uno? That never gets old. Twisting off one top and then the other top to make your own double stuff Oreo instead of the lazy D-bags who buy them pre-assembled. And here's one final one that never gets old. I don't care how old you are. SpongeBob SquarePants. Fight me on that one. Joining us once again in the cabin, Beau Montreal from our Animal Friends League and one of the curators here at the Crapper Creek Zoo and landfill. How you doing, Beau?
Well, it's a great day to be an animal friend, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. So what kind of critter do you have for us today?
Well, as you know, our Animal Friends League is all about animals, the funny and furry, creepy and crawly, and everything in between. Today, I have a little furry friend that I think you're just gonna love. It's an Asian stink badger.
I've never heard of the Asian stink badger. Wait a second, wait. Aren't badgers kind of aggressive?
Oh, no. This badger is quite nice, actually. I have him in this burlap sack.
A burlap sack? Shouldn't that thing be in a cage or something?
No, some animal friends enjoy being in a burlap sack. It gives them a sense of security.
I don't know, Bo. I'm no expert, but I don't think Mr. Stink Badger enjoys being in the sack there.
That's right. You're not an expert, are you? He's fine. Now, just let me undo the knot.
Ugh, what is that? Oh, man, Bo, what is that smell? That's awful. No.
Now, let's welcome the Asian Stink Badger.
Whoa, that thing came right at me. I thought you said it doesn't bite.
Well, did you get bitten?
No.
All right then, relax. Don't worry. I've got a little leash here, so Mr. Stink Badger isn't going anywhere.
Great. All right, Bo, why do they call them stink badgers?
We'll get to that in a sec. Now, what you'll find most interesting about the Asian stink badger, which sets it apart from all other badgers, is that it...
What the heck was that? Oh, man, Bo, what is that smell? That's awful. Oh.
Now you know why I like to have a stink badger around when I have Mexican food. Yes, that is unique to the species. Some folks believe it's a defense mechanism.
Oh, that smell's getting worse, Bo.
Oh, yeah, and what's particularly interesting is that somehow the badger's stink actually works its way into upholstery, clothing fibers, and even the skin. It's the darndest thing to launder
out. Wait a minute, you mean we're all going to smell like this? My God. God, Bo, for how long?
Oh, just a few days. You do actually get used to it after a while.
Okay, Bo, put it back in the sack, man. We got to open some windows and air out this cabin and ourselves. Thanks for stopping by and smelling up the place.
Well, I'm certainly sorry about all this, but sometimes you get a little stinky when you're an animal friend. And remember, gang, you can never love an animal too much. I'll see you soon. Oh, and you might just want to burn your clothes. Washing them doesn't help much.
Yeah, great tip, Bo. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Another wonderful spring day in the cabin of Crapper Creek. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends. Google search live from Crapper Creek. Go and buy some swag. You need a Crapper Creek t-shirt or coffee mug or beer thong or a thong or maybe a beer stein or something like that. Just go to it. Plus, you'll find the YouTube page and more. Coming up next week, another episode of Confessions, plus new wedding vows. My man Bo from the Crapper Creek Zoo and Landfill will bring by an animal. Horrible, unfun facts, doing immoral things, and really bad t-shirt slogans all next week on the podcast. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.